You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. What on earth is happening with Spurs this season? Who is more critical of the Spurs keeper Antonin Kinski? English fans or Czech fans? Are most Tottenham fans Postecoglou out now? And what does banter mean? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Footglish podcast. My name is Denek Lukas, and I'm the host of this show. This is a podcast for English learners who fancy improving and developing their English listening skills and learning some vocabulary in the process. And it's all about football as well. And there's always, almost always, a guest. And today is a very special guest because it's none other than my friend Ondra and his cat.
Hey, this is Osali. He decided to join me on podcast. That wasn't part of the plan in the first time.
Wow. What a beautiful cat that is.
Yeah, Siberian one.
Siberian cat.
Siberian one.
Wonderful. Yeah. Very white and kind of fluffy. Exactly. Furry and fluffy.
Yeah, right. I have to apologize to all the listeners. I'm not English native, so I'll do a lot of mistakes. I'm just apologizing in advance.
No need to apologize. We are not so, you know, we don't take it that seriously. I'm a teacher, but it's not my job. I just want to have a guest who is knowledgeable about football, and I know you are because we used to play football together for one team as well. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, we used to play for a pretty long time. Could have been like 7 years, 6 years, something like that.
Something like 6-7 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at the end of my career when my skills got much worse and I wasn't as good as I used to be, unfortunately, but I think we had some good times together as well.
We did. Yeah.
Yes. It was a village team, right? We played for Vrbová Lhota.
Yes, we did. You were the one who brought me there. I wasn't playing for any other club back then. I was just playing football for fun. And you were also playing football for time.
Yeah.
Not just for the club, but also for fun. So you asked me, hey, Andre, you like football? You're not that terrible. So let's go to Vrbová Lhota. And yeah. Then we
played together. At that time, I already knew you were a Tottenham fan, which, to be honest, makes things a little bit more complicated as I'm an Arsenal fan myself. So, you know, there was a bit of, let's say, back and forth between us, right? A little bit of taking the piss out of each other because it's banter. It's part of football fan culture, right?
Most of the time, it was a friendly banter. Yes, not always.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Most of the times, definitely.
But when we were on the same team, when we played together, then we usually were nice to each other. We tried to pass the ball and, you know, praised each other for good effort and so on, right?
Exactly. And that was important.
But when it comes to supporting English Premier League club, you are a Spurs fan. I can see that you're wearing a Spurs shirt. Which one is this? Which year is this from?
I think it's 2009-2010 away kit, back when Mention was a sponsor. And yeah, it was like a 1 year after we won League Cup, which was our last trophy. And yeah, this is also, I'm going to show you, this is Aaron Lennon's dress, which is one of the two of the footballers that brought me supporting Tottenham. The other one was Dimitar Berbatov, who turned out to be Manchester United legend later.
Yeah,
these guys were amazing. So I back then also there was like I think it was commercial TV. Was playing Premier League matches. Can you imagine like playing Premier League broadcasting Premier League matches for free, like just on cable TV. Crazy times.
They
were like showing one match weekly. And quite a lot, it was Tottenham because they were scoring a lot of goals, also receiving a lot of goals.
Conceding.
So it was their favorite teams because they received a lot of goals.
But Ondra, to be honest, I have to say, at the beginning of the season, or let's say the first half of the season, this is something I would never thought I would say, but I actually kind of did enjoy the way you played, and I thought it was highly enjoyable to watch you score a lot of goals, but also concede a lot of goals as a supporter of a rival club. But I had respect for your manager, but I think it all kind of went the other way, right?
It's going south, yeah. And we'll see if it's going to get better, but so far, not great. We play offensive football. We have a coach who's respected and who's like praised for saying the things how they are like.
Yeah.
He was appointed after disappointment of two previous coaches who were considered to be too defensive, too boring. So we played hired somebody who's the opposite. And the results are much worse than his predecessors.
Does it mean that you, as Tottenham fans now, you miss the good old Jose Mourinho or Antonio Conte?
Not really. If I miss anybody from that era, I miss Pochettino, who also played offensive football, and the football was successful.
You got into the Champions League final. I remember that.
Yeah, that was actually like a swan song of our team. I think like the peak of our football was like two seasons before. To be honest, I believe that we like fluked our way into the Champions League final, but it wasn't the era where we played our best football. We were bad at Premier League at that time, and like two or three seasons back, we were constantly fighting for the titles. And we played great football. It was the great era. So for me, the Champions League wasn't the top number.
But you were close to that title that you have been alluding for so long. Especially players like Harry Kane, of course, he's a legend. But everybody keeps saying there's no trophies in his trophy cabinet. So it's a bit, you know, it's a bit like you are considered one of the better clubs, let's say top six, one of the top six, even though I don't think that exists anymore, but like for the last one or two decades, you've been one of the top six clubs, but still you haven't managed to win much, right? So that must be a bit frustrating for your fans. But let's talk about this season. So we are talking right after you also exited the FA Cup and League Cup as well. So it's like in 1 week you got knocked out of two cups basically. So the last defeat was yesterday or 2 days ago.
I think it was 2 days ago, Aston Villa. I don't know. It's many defeats in a short period of time.
Yeah.
It was against Aston Villa, basically. As you probably know, in Czech Republic, Spurs are being watched a lot currently because Spurs signed recently, like a month ago, a football goalkeeper, Antonín Kinský from Slavia.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the questions I wanted to really talk to you about here on the Footglish podcast, because it's, as you know, I am a Czech, just like you. We didn't say that. And I do talk about Czech players here more than some people might like, but it is what it is. So, what do you make of his performances so far? Has he hit the ground running?
Well, Antonín Kinský, he got like a dream debut on the first leg against Liverpool. He was great. He played with his feet a lot. He was full of confidence. He was spreading the confidence around to other guys, and it seemed like a perfect honeymoon. It didn't last long. It lasted like a week, And yeah, he had some blunders. Like when I was speaking, especially at work with my colleagues who watch football a lot, they've been more criticizing him than what I read in England. Like Spurs fans and in general pundits were saying like, hey, he's still pretty good. Like when our first goalkeeper who's got injured before, Vicario, when he's going to get back, he's going to have a tough time putting on bench this young prospect from Czech Republic. And some people probably won't know, he played a league game against Aston Villa and he didn't save pretty easy shot which
from an angle it was from an angle
like it was strong shot but close to him in the first minute of the game. So that for me decided that he'll have to keep fighting for his spot in the team. I think still Czechs will follow the team. I think he'll have some regular time in the team. Yeah. But he has still a lot to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you are right in saying that Czech fans are probably more critical of him. I think the reason is because we remember him from Slavia and how good he was at Slavia. Mm-hmm. And the kind of confidence he had. And maybe there are a lot of Sparta fans who are like now poking the bear a little bit as well, right? They're trying to...
Well, that's a part of it. I mean, in general, when people are like rating him after every match when he was, when he played, everybody was like rating, hey, how do you rate this? How do you do? Did you see that moment? I think people being fair, at least those I talked with.
Yeah.
But I think it's like a habit in England to be a little less critical towards younger players.
You are right. But also, I think now he has made a few mistakes, and I know what you're talking about. And in this last game against Aston Villa, you lost 2-1 in the end, and unfortunately conceding a goal in the first minute away from home, it doesn't help the team. But it's just, you know, he still isn't the main reason you are so bad. I'm sorry, but like you had no chances in that game, right?
He's definitely in the team, and yes, we're having, for record, like there are like 10 injured A-team players.
Yeah,
maybe little more. It's okay. I'm gonna summarize it. It's a terrible season, and like even with the players we currently have, the coach should do probably better.
You're down to the bare bones, as they say in England. You're down to the bare bones. And I know Postecoglou uses it as an excuse a lot. And you can only use it so long, in my opinion, because at some point, something has to change, right? Something will have to change and you will have to start doing better because you're still Spurs. You're not supposed to keep losing like that. There was a chance. You had a chance in League Cup because the first game at home, you managed to win 1-0. So that was a second leg at Anfield. And that you lost as well. So you're out of both cups. And now it's not
looking only Europa League left and Premier League, obviously. That never ends.
And you're still in Europa League, right? You're still in Europa League.
Yeah. Now would be, I guess, like a question is why he hasn't been sacked yet. Because, as mentioned earlier in this podcast, his predecessors had little better results, Mourinho and Antonio Conte, and there are some reasons people say we don't know. Obviously, we can only speculate. But there have been like I heard like we're playing attacking football. It's more like a fun for it's more enjoyable for the fans, even though the results are terrible. Then there's like we maybe sacked the previous coaches prematurely, especially like Jose Mourinho. There was a situation when Jose Mourinho was bad in Premier League, and he got into the League Cup final. And he was sacked before the final, so he didn't have a chance to actually bring us the trophy. So I think that's also like a strong argument. Maybe the owner of the team, maybe owner of the Tottenham Hotspur, the man in charge, Daniel Levy, he's like, hey, let's give him his chance. If he wins the cup, then he can continue. And there's a third reason I heard, and it's very interesting, that maybe the club is for sale. And in general, you don't want to sell your manager, bring another guy, because the new owner will probably want to bring his own stuff, his own guy. So you cannot like sack two managers in a short time. So that might be the thing. There might be ongoing negotiations about the club takeover. That's a speculation, but one of them must be true.
Okay, then. Well, what would you want? This is the last question. What would you want to happen then?
I don't know if new owner will always be better. So I'm neutral in that stance. I just want us to keep playing nice quality football. I don't want to get bored. Like, even though if we play some 0-0 game, yeah, we get a point, which is more than zero. But I want us to keep playing
the way you are. So yeah, would you keep? So would you be okay with keeping Postecoglou and giving him more time?
Probably not. If I were in charge, I would have been sucking him months ago. But then I don't know all the available informations. I'm not the owner. I'm just.
Would you like to be the owner?
My job is to support the club, like no matter what.
My job. You paid for this. Would you like to be the owner then? Would you, if someone offered you to buy the club, if you had the money? I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know you that well. I know you're my friend, but maybe you're hiding things from me. But the real question here is: if you could buy the club, would you buy Tottenham?
If you would be asking of every other club, even if you named Real Madrid, I would say definitely no. It's such a stressful work and everybody would hate you and you couldn't go shopping. You couldn't go outside of your house to not be swarmed by the fans. About Tottenham, I would think it through a little longer. Maybe.
You would think about it twice. Well, that's fair. At this point, Ondra, I want to thank you for being part of the Footgrish podcast. And normally, I would tell my guest good luck. But I'm sorry, I'm sure you will understand that in this case, I cannot do it. I will never change. You're a Tottenham fan. I will thank you, though, because I do appreciate that you found time to record this podcast with me. I hope it's not the last time.
Thank you, man, and I will wish you and your team good luck, because it's a polite thing to do.
It was sarcastic. You were sarcastic. All the best, Ondra, and take care, man.
All the best too, Zdeněk. Thank you for having me. It was amazing, and can't wait to see you. And yeah, if you want to have me next time, sometime, I'll be happy to join you.
We can do a follow up when Tottenham win a game finally.
Well, maybe next year then.
All right, sure. I don't mind. If I'm still around, sure.
If we win a game next year, then we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Asali. Say bye to Zdeněk.
Yeah. Bye, Kat.
Hello. Welcome back to the Language Corner. As always, in this part of the show, I will be explaining the English language. Specifically, I'm going to look at some vocabulary related to making fun of someone. Now, before I do that, I do have to apologize to you for the quality of the sound in this episode. It's mainly my fault because, unfortunately, I wasn't careful enough to check my microphone and it wasn't even plugged in, and my laptop default microphone was unfortunately recording the podcast, which is not very good. And this only happens about once every 2 months, way too often, but I hope you do forgive me. Now, as I promised, here is the vocabulary. So at some point, I was talking about how I played with Ondrej for one team. We played for Vrbo Alhota, and the fact that Ondra is a Tottenham fan while I'm an Arsenal fan. Tottenham and Arsenal, as you guys probably know, are huge North London rivals. Their fans, teams, the fans of these two teams absolutely hate each other. So obviously sometimes there is a bit of teasing, a little bit of joking around when you have two friends who support these two teams, right? So I said there was a bit of back and forth between us, banter, a bit of taking piss out of each other. So I used three expressions which refer to making fun, right, out of someone or to joking around. First of all, if you say back and forth, this means basically an exchange of comments, a lively exchange of comments or opinions or jokes between two or more people. And in this case, I spoke specifically about banter. Banter is lighthearted teasing or playful conversation between people who are comfortable with each other. So lighthearted, it wasn't like we were really very serious about trying to hurt the other person. Not really. It was very playful. It was lighthearted, as I said. It was just banter. Yeah. And also I use the expression to take the piss out of someone, which means to make fun out of someone. And yeah, it's just to tease someone in a humorous way. There are other expressions. For example, you can poke fun at someone, you can take the mickey out of someone, or you can even pull someone's leg. And all of these things more or less mean to make fun out of someone or make fun of someone. Okay, guys, so once again, apologies for the quality of the recording in this episode, and I hope you liked Ondrej as a guest. If you did, make sure you like this as a video on the Teacher Zdeněk YouTube channel. Alternatively, you can, of course, give a review to this podcast. If you do listen to it as an audio, make sure you give it a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all those applications that are used by all people that like to listen to podcasts. All right, I've been Zdeněk, and thank you very much for listening to this episode. I'll speak to you soon.